Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, guys, this is the last episode of the year. It's been major. Thanks for sticking with us. But we're doing something a little different this episode. We don't have a guest. It's just Jen and I, and we're doing something called Naughty and Nice. We each have our own little naughty and nice list. We haven't compared notes, and we're going to be sharing basically our highs and lows of the year.
I love an end of year recap, mm-hmm. like when the music critic and the TV critics are like,
oh, I love that.
So this is your beauty end of year recap, mm-hmm.
yeah.
all the best and all the worst.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear what yours are.
Oh my God, I know. I've been purposefully like withholding. I've been wanting to discuss it with you. I'm like, no. Yeah.
No. So we'll get into that. Before we do, just a little bit of housekeeping. This is actually, sadly, our last episode with our current production company, Embassy Row.
Shout out Embassy Row.
Jess and I wanted to say thank you to everybody. Charlotte, our
lovely. Beautiful Charlotte. If you could see her right now.
Our lovely producer and engineer. And also Britt, who got our start. She's no longer with Embassy Row. But just thank you to the whole ER team. And starting in January, we'll be working with some new companies. The podcast might sound a tiny bit different music, things like that. But rest assured, it's still me and Jess. Mm-hmm. It's still Fat Mascara.
We're driving the bus.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So get ready for that. And also, just so you know, we are going to be dark for the first week of January while we take a little holiday break and switch over to our new plan. So the first episode of 2019 will drop the second week of January.
Yes, and I would encourage you to please follow us on all of our socials, Facebook, but especially Instagram. We'll be keeping you updated both like on our stories and like, you know, just our normal Instagram to like let you know what's happening and when our episode is going to drop. So thank you for sticking with us and hope you enjoy our naughty and nice list.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Jeff, I'll be honest, I had a couple more naughties than nices.
Oh, I had to be really like PC.
Yeah. Why? I brought the thunder. I brought the pain. So why don't we start off with a positive note? Do you want to start with one of your nices? Who made the nice list for you this year?
So this will surprise no one. Let's call it the elephant in the room or whatever. I don't know if they actually think that's the right expression here. CoverGirl made my nice list.
And why did they?
Okay. Not only are they, I think they're just doing amazing things. I love their campaign with Mae Musk and like all of their real women. I think that they did. I think they did diversity. They did diversity. I think they were diverse in a way that didn't feel like tokenism.
With their choice of models and their message. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it was women from all different walks of life, and actually, like, when, like, they did real women, but not just like women from different kind of, like, a race car driver, a chef, and all that. Like, and
yeah, it wasn't like tokenism, check the box on every race. It was like, we have a scientist, we have a model, we have a race car driver, we have, like,
it actually felt like they put their money where their mouth was, and I thought adding Mae Musk was really cool too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But I love that they are Leaping Bunny certified, and they brought that certification that no one knew what the hell Leaping Bunny was. When I say no one, I mean the general populace.
Listeners will know.
Yeah, listeners will know. I know you guys know, but they brought that message to the shopping public who are like, what's Leaping Bunny? Mm-hmm. Oh, I actually thought that, you know, everything was cruelty free, or like, oh, I'm supposed to care about cruelty free. And I don't think they're changing things overnight. I don't think they're changing norms overnight. But what they're doing is they're bringing a topic to the average consumer. I mean, let's face it, the CoverGirl consumer is, like, you know, everyone.
Yes.
And they're putting this conversation in people's laps. So this is, like, going to spark a bigger change that we may not see the results of in, like, for, like, 10, 15 years, maybe more. But they had the guts to do that.
And they committed to education because they knew they were going to do it, and then they were going to have to explain it. And it's something we've talked about. The brands are like, I'll just follow the thing so I don't have to explain why we're using parabens or whatever. No, they're like, you know what? This is confusing. We're committing to it, and we'll explain to you what it means.
Exactly.
It's awesome.
And I just think it was brave. You know, and I asked the brand, I said, were you already selling in China? And they said, no, they hadn't been selling in China, like, I think for like X amount of years, or maybe they already weren't. So I was thinking, well, wait a second. Well, was this just a way for them to be like, was there something kind of opportunistic about this where, like, they could get the certification? Listen, a lot of brands don't sell in China and they don't have Leaping Bunny. It's a pain in the ass to get it.
No.
It's a huge pain in the ass. So I think they did stick their neck out. And B, I see it happening with fashion, with, like, brands like Chanel dropping exotic skins, with Gucci dropping fur. Like, did Gucci drop fur,
and
right?
Milk Makeup just went vegan. They had one of the, Carmine, beetle, the red coloring, and they just took it out,
like,
too.
So many huge brands are saying, you know, in fashion, saying, wait a second, we're going to stop the way we're doing things. It's happening, like, I don't want to say people are, they're dropping like flies, but, like, it's happening so almost like in this, I don't say it's a revolution, but it's kind of happening in a revolutionary way. But with beauty, it's taking this a different path. And I think CoverGirl will be remembered as a leader.
They'll be remembered for? Being on Fat Mascara's Nice List for 2018.
Okay, so that was all warm and fuzzy. Now let's dish.
Okay.
Who made your naughty list?
You know who made my naughty list? Sheet masks. It is sheet mask saturation point in 2018. Mm-hmm. Good Lord, I am over it. I did some digging on some of the ones that launched this year. Mm-hmm. We now have butt sheet masks. We have chest sheet masks. We have under eye sheet masks. There's a goddamn finger sheet mask.
You have
little teeny tiny little like finger condoms you put on in case your cuticles are dried out. There's also a belly sheet mask.
You
know, the belly brand is Hatch Mama Belly Sheet Mask. So if you're pregnant, to help prevent sheet, like, stretch marks.
Actually, that probably sounds good if you're pregnant.
Put on some, like, lotion. You're going to sit there with a cold, wet blanket over your nice pregnant belly. Then the butt sheet masks, you've heard about those. The lip ones, you can't talk, you can't eat.
I feel claustrophobic even thinking about that.
You know, like, there's Patchology and all those other ones. It's crazy. The hand ones, I was like, this is the same as those paraffin dip hand things back in the day. I don't want to put a cold, but they're cold. Nobody wants a wet, cold glove. I'm sorry, Sephora. I'm sorry, Dr. Jart. No, thank you.
What's that? It is kind of like madness, right? Like, if we're going to be telling people about this in 30 years, like,
remember that time? There are boob sheet masks.
Crazy.
Coco Star breast mask. What do my boobs need a sheet mask for?
I think my boobs might need a sheet mask, Jen.
Some have the areola cut out. Some are just for the nipples.
Kinky.
Like, what are we doing, people? The hair sheet mask I'm still torn on because I do think that, like, okay, soak in your scalp and some good ingredients, you know, Briogeo, L'Oreal, Everpure, those are okay. But still, like, what is left? My last one, they call it a blanket mask.
What is it? This is like an SNL skit. And finally, we just throw you like a huge, like disgusting blanket over you.
Eco your skin face blanket mask. Okay, so you know how the sheet masks come, you know, it's for your face, but the new ones have like the top half of your face and the bottom half.
I did that this weekend, yeah.
Well, this one brand calls it a face blanket. It's bigger than sheets. It's a blanket.
And so, wait, so what? So does it cover the whole?
This
is getting.
It's getting out of control. And there's an underarm mask for like detoxing your underarm.
Oh, that's so crap. I just think like it's getting a little.
What are they going to come up with next for a sheet mask? I just don't know. Like nostril sheet mask, you just like shove it up your nose and now your nostrils.
I think it's more of the activity, like the kind of let's do this, you know, like something to do.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's a cold, wet serum put on a piece of paper. I'm sorry. You know, our guest Paula Begum would agree with me. So there's that.
Well, I think Paula and I would see eye to eye on that.
Yeah. So anyway, on my naughty list, sheet masks. I'm over it. Jess, I feel bad. I was just so mean to sheet masks. I want you to bring the pain. What's on your naughty list?
Okay. It's kind of on the heels a little bit of your sheet mask thing.
What is
it? It's more of a general topic. The constant newness.
What? I love new products.
Do you really need a new product from the same brand every 6 weeks?
Oh, I see what you mean.
It's a cycle that needs to stop. Now, I'm not a marketing person. I'm not an executive at, you know, any of the major brands. I understand the pressure they're under. I would love if someone wants to, you know, have me shadow them for the day and understand
why they keep launching new products.
They need to launch a new collection, a new collaboration.
That's me pouring wine in case you know that.
Like every, you know, hot minute. I'm curious, I'm asking to be enlightened. Does it make sense to launch new products as often as they do?
We have gotten, and we being the beauty industry, into this cycle of product launches that is unsustainable.
It reminds me, I keep on, sorry, I think I cut you off. Keep going.
No, I'm just saying, I know that marketers see a bump in sales and it brings new people to the brand. They put out a hokey product or they jump on the bandwagon with a CBD oil or whatever it is, just so then people are like, oh, this brand's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then maybe they start buying their regular products. But there's something to be said, like, brand like, all right, I'm just gonna say Vintner's Daughter. They only have one damn product and they do it well.
As you know, okay, that's the perfect example. Vintner's Daughter comes up in so many, it came up the other day with a very powerful person Jen and I were talking to. It came up in a conversation when I did, you know, at Bazaar, I interview models and celebrities all the time about their routines.
It was with Lucia Pica. She said it on the podcast too.
Yeah.
Makeup artist. Yeah.
It comes up all the time. This is a product that is well done, that had a pretty much grassroots, you know, organic campaign. I know that you can't buy that. This is like a kind of shooting star kind of thing that like it's like
they
luck
but
meets.
But they don't have shareholders to answer. They don't have investors to answer to.
Yeah. I'm not like it's unfair to compare that to like, let's say the expectations of like Estee Lauder companies. But my point is that I don't really... I have to question, like, the ROI, to borrow a term, of launching a product every 6 weeks or a new collection every 3 months that's so massive and you can see all the work that goes into it and you can see how, you know, torn up the teams that work behind it are. I don't really know if the gains are worth it. And I think about, I'm going to refer back to, like, fashion, like I did before with the CoverGirl, like, the fashion cycle hasn't really worked. Like, you know, a new collection, like used to be like spring and fall. And now it's like resort, pre-fall. And like that hasn't really worked for designers. It's the fashion system's getting skeptical about that. And I kind of feel the same way about beauty. Like, do we need a new launch from all these brands constantly? And also it's really wasteful.
We're going to have burnout.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like beauty burnout.
We tell you where to donate products because we're all buying these launches and then we're just like stuck with this extra product.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Naughty list is the launch cycle.
Yeah.
In the
it's
beauty
just
industry
like, I just think it needs to be questioned. I'm not dissing it completely. I know it's a bigger picture. I just think it needs to be questioned. Jen, you're a nice girl. I know.
Am I? No one has ever said that about me.
Jen, you're a nice girl.
It's actually like an insult. Like, that's what you say about people you like. Well, they're nice.
I know we've talked about
this. You
know,
you have a friend and they have a new boyfriend or girlfriend and they're like, what do you think of my significant other? And you're like, they're nice.
I think it just means you don't know them well.
All
right. I know that you actually have some warm feelings and kind thoughts.
Inside my cold heart.
Inside.
Yes, I did.
That blackened heart.
So you want me to be nice?
So shine some love, shine some light on a brand or a person. Something.
I'm going to be nice to some magazine covers with a natural look. Let's talk about the natural look for a moment.
Yeah.
Three highlights for me. Demi Lovato on the cover of October in Style.
Gorge, yeah.
Freckles showing. I have such a soft spot for Demi Lovato. Mm-hmm. I hope you're doing well, girl. Like, I'm pulling for you in your recovery. She's struggling like so many people with addiction and I just love her. I don't know why. I just love her. But she also looked amazing. Daniel Martin did her makeup and you could see her freckles. On that note, Meghan Markle, freckles showing, like the natural look.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera on Paper's April cover. Again, freckles showing. That was makeup by Callie Kennedy. I've not yet met her.
Me neither.
And then I wouldn't say this is no makeup, but it kind of was. Beyonce on September Vogue when she got to pick her own team.
Yeah.
The hair was amazing, whatever, but the face was bare. No lashes. It was just really raw and natural, and Sir John did that. P.S. Sir John is on episode 14 if you want to go back because we're off next week and you really just need a fill.
Yeah.
And Daniel Martin was episode 5 if you want to go back and listen to him. I'm just saying, two people who did the best covers
really
of the year have been on our podcast.
I love
that. To round out my natural niceness moment, a bunch of brands committed to doing no digital distortion or no retouching. I just feel like we're seeing that backlash that we predicted to the overworked aesthetic. So CVS earlier in the year vowed not to retouch their beauty ads. The brands like Spectrum, Madison Reed Hair Care, Overtone Hair, and Dove now has the no digital distortion claim. So I feel like I am all about a look editorial going overboard, but I also like that the beauty industry is offering us the other side of it. And
very
I love
cool.
those looks and I love those covers. They were so good.
Those were great covers.
Right?
Yeah.
Just women are beautiful. Like,
well
raw.
Noted. Well noted.
Even Mario Dedivanovic said that to us in his episode, which is just a couple ago, if you want to listen to that one. He said, my favorite is when my sisters like have no makeup. I find it charming. And I agree.
I am going to go with just two launches that I love, two lines.
Is this for your nice list?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Why am I the only one? I'm like downing this bottle of wine by myself. Good Lord.
It's okay. I'll have a sip soon.
Okay.
Okay. So one, we're going to go luxury, and then we're also going to go mastige.
Mastige.
Okay. The first line that I absolutely loved is décolleté. Now, this one... This was not a big launch all across the country. This is very limited distribution. But how rare to see a luxury line, like a big one, launch with so many SKUs, full line.
The Asian brand décolleté,
yes,
that Kate Moss is the face
yes,
of?
Yes, Japanese.
Launching in the United States, we should clarify.
Believe
That's
it's
been
it
around
Japanese.
For a while.
Right?
Yeah, but it just is launching in the United
yes,
States.
Yes, yes, yes. The okay. U.S. launch.
Took me a second to remember what you were talking
the
about.
The U.S. launch of décolleté.
Really? So, this is like your like end of the year, like big moment for you.
I have been using every product
that I have. About this.
Number 6, décolleté.
That's from last week's episode.
Yeah,
you're still
yeah,
going.
Yeah. Number six. Very bouncy, very cushiony. Now, this is a break the bank line. This blows... many of the luxury lines.
They had to pay for Kate Moss's face. I don't know,
but here is a line. I think there's so much, you know, you go on any of the beauty websites, go into a drugstore. I am aghast at how much beauty products are. I don't think a lot of them are worth the money.
You think this one is?
Listen, do I think it costs $90 to make a foundation? No, I don't think it costs $90
no,
to make a foundation.
It makes you feel good.
But does this feel expensive? Does this feel like luxury? Does this feel like you have leveled up? You know when like you go, like you're in like
do, 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 do.
You know when you're sitting in like you step onto like a hotel and you like, for example, today I had an interview at the St. Regis. It was for a celebrity interview. I stepped onto the carpet that went up the stairs to the St. Regis. I sank like 4 inches. Okay.
A cushy carpet.
And
so
I was like, it was like dirty. Cause it was like, you know, like the carpet that people tread up to go.
To stay with it. Stay with the luxury image. Okay. Keep going.
It was, I was like, this is why this is St. Regis. You sink in. When I use my Décolleté Tinted Moisturizer,
it's
or
like
my
the carpet
lipstick,
at St.
Or,
Regis.
Yeah, or the mascara, which I'm wearing it now, which hugs the lash line because it's so thin. It like hugs the lash line. It is every part of the experience is luxury.
Wow, Harper's Bazaar, your new job. You're really getting like leveling up. I like it.
It is so the whole line is just so beautiful. And, you know, Kate Moss, she's the face of Décolleté right now. That's great. But that really, that's just kind of like, yeah, that's gravy.
You like the products a lot, too. You said there were two launches in this nice moment.
I had to take a drink because I got so excited. I got, like, parched talking about
Décolleté.
I mean, really. I was at Saks this weekend. I, like, peeked around the Décolleté, like, area because I was so excited. It's not sold anywhere but Saks. Okay. The next is Flesh.
I knew you were gonna do this on your nice list, so I didn't.
Well, because I said massage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just in general. I stayed away from it because it is one of my favorite launches of the year.
Well, we can share it. I can move over. Okay. So I love. I'm biased. I love that Linda Wells created it. I think immediately. I mean, it could have been like a pile of dirt. It like she lends credibility to it. I don't think that she would put her name on anything that like stunk.
Sidebar, Linda Wells is episode 118 of Fat Mascara, jonesing for us next week.
That was a good episode. I have to say, I mean, you know I'm going to say that because, like, it's our podcast, but I have to say that it is a really good episode.
And she did a good job with that line.
The colors are great. There are no bad colors. The componentry is great. It feels good to use. We talked about, like, universally flattering colors the other day.
There's something for everyone. And that flesh pot.
The flesh pot is universally flattering.
Say what you will about the name, but it's like a sheer gel with a little bit of shimmer that you put on your high points and you just look like bam.
And what she's done is she's created a brand that has a sense of humor. The names and the marketing. I mean, there's just some stuff that like if you go into Ulta and you look at it, you might not see the funny there, but just some things that have led up to it, like just some marketing things she's done and Instagram things they've done. It's so rare, I think, to see a brand that has a sense of humor that is not like Instagram aspirational, dreamy, or like super woke
for women,
and,
yeah,
you know, like intense. Like everything is kind of like ideological or like
they even goof around about how everybody says it sounds like it's for zombies because it's called Flesh. It's funny.
It's all great. Of those things. It's evolved and it's funny. It's like everything together. It's smart and it's clever and it's funny and it's chic. Tick 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 tick.
J'agree.
So,
Flesh is on my nice list too.
Yeah, it's a little bit more affordable than Décolleté.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there. When I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits, yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right? That's about it.
Yeah. that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done. All in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
I get to be bad. Here's another naughty one for me. It's really a question. It's not rhetorical. I'm actually going to ask you, are these goddamn brand activations getting out of control? Do you guys know what I mean when I'm saying activation?
I was actually going to say this, and I was like, do I sound like the man on the lawn? Like, I'm like the cranky old, like, get SMH, off my lawn.
Shakes my head.
SMH is shaking my head. And
we get it. Listen, Jess used to work in retail. She knew you had to bring the drama sometimes. But
my boss said theater.
Bring the theater, retail. Yeah. It's not just at retail. It's also at these events like Sephora and BeautyCon and even the ones that are for influencers only or for editors only. And they come up with these like cockamamie, I can't think of a better word. That's what my mother would say. Cockamamie things to like get you to take a picture with their brand. And I'm like, okay, everybody, like we're not curing cancer here. Everybody needs to settle down. Here's a couple examples. At Sephora, did you see that La Mer, like the world's biggest La Mer jar? Mm-hmm. Like, why? Where did the La Mer jar go? Is it sitting in a landfill? Like, I just picture I'm driving through Staten Island and there's Fresh Kills. And at the top of the hill, there's like an 8-foot-tall La Mer jar, just like boop-a-doo. Like, what is this thing doing
like
now?
Like a tourist attraction.
Okay, there was that. Then I love Chanel. And when they launched their beauty Instagram, they sent us all these huge Chanel compacts that look like their iQuads, but were the size of like four Trapper Keepers combined.
Yeah,
like why? Okay, It Cosmetics, this was actually last year, but they did that whole thing where they had like the playground of It Cosmetics and we went inside like the, you know, Confidence in a Cream jar that was like huge.
I almost lost you in one of those.
And then the mascara Sisal.
Weren't they going to shoot you out a cannon?
They were. In slow-mo.
They're going to shoot you
out. With like a selfie station. And then we went on a seesaw that was made out of a mascara wand. Okay, at Sephora, another one, Fenty Beauty. They had like their compact and it was like, glitter went all around your head and you can take a picture.
Yeah.
But why?
I want to see all of these in like a graveyard, like you know, the island of abandoned like misfit toys. I want to see
what'll be their brand activation component.
I want to see the island of brand activations.
Oh, and I remember a bunch of influencers were posting about there was some mailing they didn't like from some brand.
Oh, that was kind of them.
Huge box. I hate when people call me that. Huge box for like one little thing. That's not what I'm talking about. That's a whole nother naughty list. But like, I get it. You want everybody to take a selfie. You're the ice cream museum. You're the color museum. CoverGirl has a pop-up store. We all have to have a moment. But like, what are they going to think of it?
I actually would encourage, and you know, I did this on our Instagram and it got some feedback when I said like PR folks, like, you know, DM us anonymously. I do want to know, like, do they not want to do this? But it's like, we're getting it's like a feedback cycle, a feedback loop of influencers, like, they're taking all the photos and the editors are taking all the photos. So it's like, they're getting the good feedback. Like,
it's like, you got to go bigger and bigger. 2 years ago, I remember I went to events and there was always a bike. Remember there was always a bike with a little basket and you had to take a picture on the bike.
Joe Malone bike, a Kiehl's bike.
Everybody had a bike. You sit on the bike. Cute. Now we got to have a fucking 4-story tall face cream.
Yeah. I do think there is going to be a limit on this, like an expiration date. I have this feeling that the brand people don't really want to do this, but they know they're going to get the attention, the eyeballs.
I just remember being
I can't imagine someone being like, you know what's going to be convenient? Figuring out how to get, you know, it's spending our entire yearly budget on
the world's biggest
Yeah, I just
whatever
don't...
it is. I picture the poor intern or assistant, because I know this would have been my job, trying to like get like the airport controllers in to move in like the seesaw made out of like Morphe makeup brushes or whatever it is.
I went to something, I'm forgetting what it was, but I remember them saying something like they had to, like, it was just some kind of crazy logistical thing. And I remember thinking, I am so glad I have my job right now, because I'd rather die than be a part of this team.
And these beauty marketing people, when you lose your job, you should go to fucking NASA and launch a rocket, because they could commandeer it, all I'm saying.
Or construction.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Anyway, so on my naughty list is brand activations getting out of control.
Yeah, no, I think that's noble. I think that's noble.
Well, I am noble. That's what everybody says about me.
And brand people, please, like, DM us, email us. It's really anonymous. I swear, you can come after me.
Okay, we're up to 7 now. We've been naughty, we've been nice. It's time to be naughty again.
Okay, lucky number 7.
What do you got?
Okay. I have had it with the overly aggressive claims. Particularly overly aggressive claims, nothing new in beauty, you know, solves this, makes you younger, blah, blah, blah. But I've had it with the overly aggressive claims in wellness. Now, as beauty and wellness have become one this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can agree. You know, Sephora is practically like a GNC now.
Jess was a wellness influencer earlier in the year, remember?
Yes, and then work got cray. I did go to yoga last week, though.
Okay.
My yoga instructor hugged me when he saw me.
Because you haven't been in a while. He's like, I thought you were dead.
Well, he said that he's like, we must have been like cosmically connected or something, because he's like, I've been thinking about you.
Oh, yoga.
I know. I love him. I love him.
Okay. As they get more connected.
Okay. I really think that brands need to be far, far more careful about the claims that they're making. And It's. I think a lot of these brands are borderline, if not completely, irresponsible. Mm. And you know, maybe they're
are
not.
Are you about to say collagen supplements? I hope
no,
you do.
No, no, no. I'm like, I don't think some of them are cognizant of it, and I think some of them are. So I'm not painting all of them black. I just think that's.
What kind of products are we
talking
about?
Okay, so I am talking about collagen. I'm not all of them.
Okay.
I'm talking about, I'm going to, you know, make you feel peppier. I'm going to make you happy. I'm going to make you relaxed. I'm going to make you lose weight. Supplements in all kinds, whether it's a tea, a powder, a juice, a this, a that, a adaptogen, a non-adaptogen, a fucking crystal, a roller, this.
All a hoo-ha, you put up your hoo-ha.
Exactly. I'm talking about the whole, as my father's saying, the whole mishigas, the whole thing.
Mishigas, defined for?
Craziness.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
So it's the whole category. I'm not calling out any particular brands, because I think some brands actually do have a very measured take on it, and they're saying this is works
for
me.
But you can't tell which do, because they...
The category... Listen, I love a face roller. I throw my moon juice, you know, powder from time to time in my oatmeal, and I'm like, this makes me feel good. This makes me feel like I'm doing something nice for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not a huge cynic. What I am nervous about is that when brands confidently and aggressively push that their product is going to make some kind of physical or mental change. And it's not like a face cream. Let's say, Jen, you and I use the same face cream, and you say, it didn't really work for me. And I'm like, oh my God, I love it. It made my skin like so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different level than when we're talking about a product that you and I are ingesting, and we both have been told it's going to make a physical change.
You know what? Can I insert a nice in here?
Yeah.
Do you know Jamila Jamil, the actress? She follow her on
no.
Instagram. She freaking calls out all the time these like diet teas that all the influencers are.
That's a great example.
She's like, these are freaking laxatives. And as somebody, she used to have body dysmorphia mm-hmm. and body issues. And she's like, and you are telling people that it's going to do this thing, and all it does is give you diarrhea, and it's
mm-hmm,
weird.
Mm-hmm.
She just like keeps it real. And I think that we need more of that. You're right, because it's getting out of control.
There is no one regulating it. And, you know, people say, well, no one regulates like skin creams. No one regulates like beauty.
If they shy away from a drug claim, which most of them do, they have lawyers to help them go just shy of what would be a drug claim.
Right.
And they're in supplements, which isn't a drug. They can say whatever the fuck they want.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like L'Oreal can't say that something like makes you, you know,
they
age,
can't even
age.
Say it gets rid of wrinkles if they don't have clinical showing it reduces lines.
Yeah, they can't say heals.
But the supplement market is not regulated.
It's kind of the wild, wild west. And I'm just really frightened that, you know, we as beauty consumers have become so savvy. It's so funny. You know, we talk to people all the time and people are so savvy about retinol and this does that. And I don't use this and this is paraben. But when
like,
it comes
Ashwagandha
to...
Ashwagandha is going to make me have babies. Like, I don't, you know...
completely when it comes to like, you know, wellness, it's like I can't tell you nothing, you know,
and
it's like
you
crazy
speak up, and I like often do at these cocktail parties or dinners and I'm like, oh, what's the sign? God, you'd think that you were killing their firstborn. They're like, oh no, you know reishi mushrooms changed my life or whatever it is, and I'm like, ugh.
I just don't say anything because I feel like it's almost like politics. It's like I stay away from religion, politics, and like wellness.
Wellness supplements.
No, seriously. I really do, because I don't want to rain on anyone's parade. If you're taking X, Y, and Z and it makes you feel good, great.
More power to you.
I'm not going to like rain on your parade and tell you it doesn't work, because if it, maybe there is some kind of placebo or some real psychosomatic thing, I don't doubt it. But I don't like brands pushing this stuff as if it were nail polish, you know?
Yeah. And we're talking about your health here, so yeah. I like so, it. It's a good one. I'm putting them on my naughty list, too. Supplement claims that are overboard.
Yeah.
Good one, Jess.
Yeah.
It's time for my last naughty. Number 8 here on our naughty and nice list. I'm going to go with fake reviews, paid negative reviews.
Oh, yeah. That was bad.
Let's talk about customer commentary, shall we? And or fake customer commentary.
Hashtag fake news.
Hashtag fake news. This year, Amazon and Sunday Raleigh and a couple other brands got called out for issuing fake reviews. That's not the least of my problems, though. That annoys me. Even more so is what we learned when we were in Vegas about how brands are paying influencers not to promote their products. That's a whole other story. To bash the competitors' brands'
that
products.
That was so bad. I was sitting on the stage with my jaw, like, on my knees.
I think that... It was earlier this summer, and then it made news online and everything. I think the first person was Kevin James Bennett, the makeup artist. You guys probably have heard of him. On Instagram, he was saying that he was offered $75,000 to bash a brand's competitor on his website. And some influencers were like, that's not true. That doesn't happen. Then, girl or boy, you probably aren't big enough to get the offers. Mm. But it's happening because the Makeup Geek CEO, Marlene Estelle, she did a whole video where she was like, I've seen it too. And she has her own brand. And she's like, I can't pay influencers right now what they're getting, which is, we both know, $50,000 for a big influencer to do a video and use your product. It's
that
insane.
That is so dirty. It is just so
dirty.
That
doesn't make me feel that great either, because as a beauty editor, sure, I get free products. Every now and then someone will throw in like a little, you know, purse along with it or something like that. And I had a journalism degree and do not let that sway me. And I'm still going to say what I think is true and stick to journalistic facts. Those people pay $50,000 for you to say something positive. Even worse than that for me is paying money to say something negative about something else.
Well, yeah, that's just beyond the pale.
Pretty Pastel Please, another influencer. She also has been offered up to $85,000 for a negative review. I get the paying for a positive review.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like paying for a positive review.
But now you do
that's
me
also
dirty.
Called advertorial. Like that's and that happens all the time in this business.
And we've talked about this. Like advertisers, they get special sway because they pay money, and then they are also more considered for editorial things.
It's the name of the game.
It is, and we understand that's beauty marketing. But what we didn't know was marketed was the negative things, and that's where you usually think you see truth. Sometimes when I see positive things, I'm always like Yelp reviews, five stars, whatever. You know, the mom of the restaurant owner probably wrote it, and you saw a negative, really negative review. These are like truthful seeming negative reviews, and they're getting paid for it.
That's
it pisses me off.
That's what's really frightening about, and I know this sounds so like, okay, well, of course you'd say that. You're like, you know, a print journalist for, you know, a long time. But this is what freaks me out about the influencer space and just about this very...
That money talks.
That money talks, and there's just not a lot of... there's a lot of unethical conduct.
And the FTC doesn't crack down in the United States, at least here, the Federal Trade Commission. It's considered advertising. You should be calling out if you were paid to promote a product. And we know many people don't do that. But they don't even know what to do with people who are paid to bash a product. Do you do hashtag ad?
Yeah, like it's a new territory, and it's like amateur hour
of money to go around. That's the other thing. Who is the brand that's like, I'm so hard up that I want my competitor to do poorly? There is plenty of beauty sales to happen. Like, take your piece of the pie and just be a nice person.
There's just like, there's an underbelly right now, and they found they found a place to play, and it's the interwebs.
It's gross.
And it's this influencer space.
It's gross. Anyway, so on my naughty list is paying for negative reviews online. Ugh.
Buyer beware, or I don't know, viewer beware. I don't know.
Reader beware.
Yeah, gross. All right, I've got a sexy one for you. This Jen sexily eats a pop chip.
Sorry.
Okay, this one's real hot.
What's real hot?
All right, this was the year of smashing taboos.
Oh, this is a nice list?
This is real nice.
Let's end on a high note. We have two
real
more.
Real nice. Got a real nice one for
what
you.
What taboos were smashed?
This one was breaking taboos about sexual wellness.
Okay.
I'm going to throw it back to when we had Lo on.
Yeah.
I love that women like Lo are talking about, you know, care for down there.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell how comfortable I am by saying down there.
Yeah.
And while
for your light flow days.
Yeah. I love that. I mean, this brand is more than a year old, but we're seeing brands like Fur flourish, which is
Fur is a grooming line for your pubic hair.
Right. And the fact that we're even acknowledging women have pubic hair, which is like, you know, quite a feat.
Some of us still do.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible because that was like banned for like, you know, much of the 2000s. And now we're saying actually women have pubic hair and it's cool. And there's a luxury product for you to like tend to it.
Okay.
We talked about recently, but Necessaire, like
sex gel,
Nick Axelrod from Into the Gloss with like, you know, a very cool executive, like a veteran executive from the cosmetics industry. Mm-hmm. I'm forgetting her name, but like, you know, very design led. But I love that they're bringing women's sexuality into the forefront and making it something that is not like, oh, you got to find it in like the feminine wellness aisle, or it's not denied, which is something that is so important if we're going to talk about beauty and wellness and like ashwagandha and rollers.
I feel like we're combining the mushroom and the type of yoga when we say that.
I think ashtanga,
saying,
yeah, I know.
It's ashtanga.
And guys, I'm not like mocking. I feel like I've been really hard.
What is it called? It's like, it's I'll look it up. Keep going about the sex though.
Yeah,
I'm not
mocking wellness. I feel like I've been too hard on it because
I
really dig it.
This is a wellness thing, and this is a good movement in the wellness.
Yeah.
Ashwagandha. We have ashtanga yoga and ashwagandha,
yes.
The herb. Okay, go on.
So I just think it's actually been like a revolution that on like a mass level, or I mean this is hardly mass, but like on a cultural, like, you know, for the people who listen to like our podcast, like our crowd, it's happened so quickly. It's been so cool, done so well. The one thing that it's giving me a little bit of pause is like, you know, I did see ads for the new pill from Hers.
I almost brought this up. There's For Hims, for Hers.
Yeah.
And for Hims, they take drugs like Rogaine and Cialis and Viagra. And now that they're generic, they're sending them through the mail. And they're doing it with the female sexual, that has no science.
It's called Addie. So from the research I've read, and actually there's an incredible beauty editor. Her name is Shalorel Wishover. She was a former nurse.
She used to be at Racked.com.
Yeah, she used to be at Racked.com. She still has her, like, you know, nursing ability.
She's still an RN. It's
fine. Like, she had some reservations about it. Listen, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert, but I do think that, and according to the New York Times, this drug has a black box warning, which
flibanserin, the Addie.
Addie, yeah. That, you know, it can be very dangerous. So if you
and
are,
as Dr. Dendy told us, black box warnings are there for a reason. Doesn't mean you can't take it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just like be careful. I was what I saw.
As we claim our sexuality in the space, the positivity, it's
don't dive in head first. Yeah. Like I saw that ad and I was like, oh my God, that's so badass. Like the female Viagra is coming out. But like, that to me was more, it was so cool on a cultural conversation to see those ads in the subway.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to kind of pump the brakes for a little bit. Like, let's not dive in head first on everything.
Let's not get go to the drug facts. Level just yet.
Yeah.
But let's feel more comfortable talking about lube with your partner or
yeah,
grooming or like, your pubic hair. The fact that you have pubic hair.
The fact that you have pubic hair. The fact that you want to have sex. The fact that, like, maybe you don't want to have sex.
The fact that you use wipes after sex that you may or may not flush.
Yeah.
These are things we've discussed on the podcast in 2018.
And 2 years ago, honestly, I don't think this conversation would happen.
I mean, it would with me, but maybe not on a
maybe
podcast.
Maybe with Jen. And no, but it wouldn't happen in the subway.
And not on a billboard. Not on an advertising billboard.
And you wouldn't have Lo Bosworth talking about, like, you know, pretty Lo Bosworth talking about the suppositories you shove up your hoo-ha.
Maybe shove is not the verb we want to use here.
Pop.
I was going to say insert, but pop is nicer. Pop it up your hoo-ha.
Yeah.
We should say hoo-ha. And we should say vulva, but, because this is another thing we talked
no,
about.
No, vulva is not... Vulva is the outside bit.
Oh, you're right,
bit.
Vagina. You're right, you're right.
Yeah.
See? We're all learning together.
Exactly. I just love this conversation so much, and I've become more comfortable talking about it just from, like, the past year.
I feel like you have in the last... Since we've been doing the podcast, because we used to be hesitant to talk about some of these
Yeah, and I just... Things. I don't know. I just think it's awesome, and I really hope that other people feel the same way, too.
On my nice list is definitely sex pause. Talk.
Yeah, sex pause.
Sex pause. It's our last one, number 10, and it's a nice one.
Oh, so sweet.
On our nice list, we welcome all the new beauty podcasts that launched in 2018. Listen, bring it on, ladies. There are and men. There is so much knowledge about
spreading
beauty.
The goodwill.
I mean, it comes on the side of sass, which is we've been doing this for more than 2 years, since February 2016.
My God, it'll be 3 years in February.
But
I'm so
somehow
tired.
This year, all of a sudden, people are like, wow, Fat Mascara is getting so big. I was like, actually, we've kind of always been one of the biggest beauty podcasts. You just actually know what a podcast is now. Remember when we launched this podcast and how many people's phones do we have to be like, okay, here's what a podcast is.
Oh,
here's
my
how
God.
You download it.
I'd have to be like, can you please unlock your phone?
Yeah, and then they'd be like, oh, that purple thing with the antenna. We're talking about our Apple
yeah.
users. Anyway, we've had a lot. There's been a lot of launches. I welcome them all. I think it's awesome. The more people know about podcasts, the more people know about us, the more people can learn about beauty. I will say this. People, it's not easy to make a podcast because a couple of them have already started and died because they couldn't keep it up. It's a lot of work. But just last week, the Allure podcast launched. Michelle Lee had her first editor-in-chief. She interviewed Awkwafina. Welcome, Michelle. Welcome to the space. We should have her on. We'll do a cross pod. Forever 35 launched in January. We both love that one. Pretty Basic with Alicia Marie and Remy Cruz launched in October. They're influencers. Outspoken Beauty with Nicola Bond. That's one of our UK ones. We know our favorites like Natch Beauty and all those. They've been around for longer than 2018. Beauty News launched this year. I think it might have folded this year. Beauty Bosses, the makeup podcast. Lip Stories was like a girl boss one for a hot
yeah,
minute.
That's cool.
Clean Beauty just launched. I cannot wait to talk to these ladies and gentlemen that are doing beauty podcasts.
Oh, I want to talk to my girl Emma Guns this year, too.
Oh, Emma's been around since
yeah.
earlier
oh
than
my
2018.
God, love
I was
Emma.
Just saluting the people that realized that this is a really cool medium to be in. We're so supportive. This is not competitive. Remember you worked in, like, even in magazines, sometimes you're like, oh, what did our competitor set do on their cover?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about it. I want to, like, talk to all these women. I think it's awesome. But I'm just going to, like,
I feel like the pod space is just, like, it's really nice. We've always loved meeting other podders.
It's really nice.
Podders.
And it's positive and, like, the more the merrier, right?
Yeah.
So I'm about to raise a wand. I nice list. I don't know what you do for that. The other beauty podcasts
we're
out
sent,
there.
We send holiday cheer and lots of love.
To all our brothers and sisters in the beauty podcasting world.
Mwah. Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.